Make some noise right now! Enter! Podcast and Chill Network in association with Grandeur presents the Road to 1 Million Subscribers event on the 30th of July 2023 at Sunbet Arena in Pretoria. Lineup includes Kabza De Small, Makazi, Mosa Keys, Mpop Pops, Celestine Dooley, Eugene Koza, and Robert Boy. This fun-filled event will include comedy, music performances, as well as a live audience conversation with Mac G, Sol Penduka, and the Ghost Lady. Tickets are now available on Quicket from 295 rands. Doors open at 6 p.m. Food and drinks sold at the venue. Come and join a milestone celebration of Black excellence with Podcast and Chill Network. Proudly sponsored by Striped Horse.
Remember last week I kept saying no BS. It's just beer.
You said no BS, yes.
Yeah, it's no bull.
Where did you get the beer?
Appreciate it. Say it again. I didn't hear it properly. My other ear is not working.
Yeah. I'll say it.
Fuck you. Yasizwa nesikhupho sinamandla siya.
Shuleka bafike lapha ngamabhodlela manje.
You know, every morning now, I wake up to my daughter singing Mnige. It's crazy, man.
Nice.
And she's heard it once.
Once?
Yeah. But
She sings it.
She sings it. Like, I'll just find her randomly going, Mnige.
For real?
Yeah, let me play.
How old is she? You've recorded it?
She's a few months.
No ways.
Let me play it for you. Is the speak on?
Hey, Wana.
Listen to this.
We've got some quotes from him. Also, we've got the latest on Rasmus Holland as well. Their manager has spoken out a potential
That's what I wake up to every morning.
Adorable, bro. That is beautiful, man. That's so cute, man.
But it's wild, man. I've never seen a song that has the same reaction like for such a long time. Because like usually like when a hit drops, right? After a few months, like it starts to die down. But I promise you, wherever you play Mnige right now, till this day. And it's been out for how many months?
I'm not sure. No.
Quite a while, ne?
Yeah, 2-3 months.
Just check there on Spotify when it was released.
Yeah, still has the same reaction, bro.
Yeah,
people still lose their minds.
Yeah, it's an amazing song. What's his name? Israel Adesanya was playing it as well.
Who's that?
That's the MMA guy, mixed martial arts guy. New Zealand born, but Nigerian by descent. He was playing it as well, man. It's incredible.
Wiz Khalifa. You saw Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz, yes.
Wiz.
Is that what he said? Ah, he remixing it. That was beautiful, bro. It's a big song, man. I think we're not even surprised when these celebrities listen to it anymore. It's just massive. Global song.
I think it's on the same trajectory as Jerusalem.
Definitely. Jerusalem, it was boosted by the challenge, you know, when corporate, and it was also during COVID, ne? Yes, because I remember all of us were like, fuck, this song is blowing up just before, and this guy can't really go anywhere.
Once
it was open, he went everywhere. But that was helped by that, because then companies were, you know, the dance routine at weddings, at socials and stuff. But it's amazing without a challenge. So you must really give it its credit.
And what a man, ladies and gentlemen, we are back for Tato's here, Dudu's here, Ghost Ladies here, Fact Checkers here, Nero's here, Simpiwe.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're into sports betting and online gambling, make sure you check out EasyBet. It's a fresh new platform that takes your betting experience to the next level. They offer a 50 Rand sign up bonus, 150% first deposit match, and a 15% weekly cash back on all your losing bets. They are fully licensed and have all the deposit methods you could want and quick withdrawal policy. To qualify for that 50 Rand sign-up bonus, make sure you use the code MACG50. That's MACG50 promo code whenever you register. Last week when I wasn't here, you guys gave away an incentive for the Road to 1 Million Sunbed Arena happening this Sunday, Bruce. Yeah, bro.
It's crazy, bro. Right? It's like, what, 6 days now?
Yeah, bro.
Wild.
I'm getting scared, guys. I'm getting scared. And we are about, I think by the time this episode airs, we'll be sold out.
Jeez, I told you, man. It's going to be something else. Filled to the rafters. Remember, this clock on them, it's going to be crazy, man. Like even outside, I can see, because you know South Africans. Yeah. A lot of people are going to come there saying, but it's almost sold out. Now he's begging it. But on Facebook, there was this hype on Twitter that it's sold out. It's not that. Message to 90% sold out, we mean it. A lot of people are going to arrive without tickets and thinking, it's South Africa, you can always mogola or find yourself in. Watch.
And the beauty is that there's history in this. It's the most, Robert Boy says it best, man. It's the most sold out event for a podcast, like in a live gathering. The record right now is 5,000.
Yeah.
Globally. Yeah, yes, it's going to be the biggest live recorded podcast in the world.
In the world.
Wow.
Guinness Book of Records, will they be?
No. We didn't reach out to them. You have to reach out to those guys, right?
Yeah. I asked you this, remember? I think at the... At the team building, ne? Yes, and then they can't be there, but we can always record it and show them the paper trail.
Oh yeah, and the
also
tickets.
Yes, it's a third party selling the tickets. Cricket, yeah? Yeah, exactly. So Cricket can easily send them the whatever the ticket register, you'll see, and then show them the actual podcast happening, and we could literally be inducted in the Guinness Book of Records.
So last week we offered two lucky winners a chance to watch a live recording of the podcast, for them to join us during an episode like
this.
Nice.
If they purchase a ticket to Road to 1 Million, congratulations to Dimpo Gofelo.
Dimpo Gofelo.
We shall see you next week when we record. Also, Peko Monotsi.
Peko Munoti, well done.
And this week, thanks to our friends at Striped Horse, they're giving away one of five double tickets. Is it one of five double tickets?
I don't know.
It says here, giving away one of five double tickets. Mm-hmm. So we're giving away five double tickets.
And this is the first one I'm assuming we're giving away.
No, but the event is on Sunday.
I know, that's what I'm thinking, where the other four shows are.
Yeah, but tickets are being given away, guys.
Yeah.
And who's won them?
No.
Is there a winner?
This is it now.
Okay, tickets are being given out.
Yeah.
You could win a double.
Yeah, you could win a double for the Road to 1 Million Subscribers event happening this Saturday, 3rd of July. Simply go on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter and comment with a pic of your favorite Stripped Horse beer using the hashtag NoBullJustBeer. Remember last week I kept saying no BS, it's just beer.
You said no BS, yes.
Yeah, it's no bull.
Where did you get the BS?
Man, I was too excited.
Where did you get the shit?
We had a sponsor, I was too excited.
So you made up a whole hashtag.
No bull.
No,
but that's what they mean by no bull. I think obviously for advertising purposes, you know, you can't be on TV, for example, saying no bullshit.
Yeah.
You can on YouTube though. Yeah. But yeah, I think they mean bull, because what's bull? It's bullshit.
Yeah. Hashtag no bull, just beer, and you could be a winner. Hey, guys, what's happening in SA, man? First, we had an earthquake, we had snow, gas leak. What's next, dog?
And there was another explosion in Boxburg, Kempton Park,
Jeez.
Please check, fact checker. There was another explosion in Kempton Park or something like that. Some disaster. No one knows, bro. They're still trying to get to the root cause. They're saying it may not be legal mining. the cause of the gas explosion. Ecoli Gas came out, and I think they're one of the biggest gas suppliers. And they were like, nope, our system is fine. It can't be us. They still don't know.
What happened? Who came up with that fashion show thing from the...
Oh, that's AI generated. Yeah, that's AI photography. Don't never allow that to happen, bro.
But that was dope. It looks sick,
though. That was dope, yeah, with the model standing on the, crack.
Please show it now. When you talk about this, please show it on screen,
man. It was AI generated. Yeah. AI photography, they call it.
Oh, yeah. Sick, man.
Yeah, it was, looked amazing, though.
But, bro, you gotta say, man, like, as a black person, SA is probably the best country to live in, man.
As a black person?
As a black person.
Why do you say that?
I think there's so much going on, and there's just the energy, man. There's so much culture. There's so much, like, even with the explosion in Brie, for someone to do a fashion show, AI, whatever it may be, something like that, just shows, like, yes, our country's not great, but we always find the humor out of any disaster.
True.
Or creativity.
Or creativity.
Exactly, yeah. Yes,
creativity,
yes,
in this one.
Yes.
I feel like the humor was, there was, did you see that clip? But anyway.
There were so many videos going on. There was one where the taxis, when they blew up and then they put Bear Bar on it.
Oh, they put Bear Bar so it could...
Yeah, you see that?
That was, I didn't see that. I saw someone say, can someone please put Bear Bar? But I didn't bother to see the responses. They did that.
Yeah, and it was in sync, dog. Oh, Bear Bar. Bro, did you see that guy close to the taxi, bro? Hey!
I'm a full time. There's a reason they're still keeping him around, bro. Because that guy, I think he ducked twice, right? Because he bambile, that's him shy, and he was so close, bro. Imagine a whole quantum.
Bro!
On top of
landing on you, bro.
Guys, no way.
It's chai.
Quantum sounds.
No.
And then what was funny about that video, did you see there were people running this way and then they went back that way. And then some people went into the shop and then the shop owner was trying to close the shop. It was just chaos, dog.
Shit, man, it was sad, bro.
Because people didn't know where the sound was coming from.
It's
everyone
traumatic.
Was just, it's
you can imagine the trauma, bro. Yeah. Like, imagine, you saw, like, it's right. It looked like paper. Like, it's just... cracked, opened, squashed. You saw, like, when I realized when I saw those arrows they normally paint on the streets, and they just, like, you're like, you realize how insignificant we are as human and whatever structures were built. Now, you can imagine being there in the explosion. Like, it's fucking traumatic, bro. It's fucking wild.
Fat checker, you're saying?
Oh, no, I was talking about the Kempton Park explosion. It took place on Friday, and it was caused by a gas cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and one man got injured from it.
Oh, shame, man. I was with Tuso yesterday. You know, he's going through a lot, like, trying to make money and stuff. Mm-hmm. So he's like, hey, Poison, I've got an idea. Mm-hmm. I want to start a Chiller's funeral cover.
Dope.
A Chiller's funeral cover. Okay.
Hey, but that.
Well, everyone dies, including Chillers. I mean,
it's a good idea.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
And his, I'm sure, will come with a spit pry.
Like, that's the casket.
Broadcast live from your funeral. How about that? That's dope.
What do you think of the idea, though?
Hey, but the underwriting and all the stuff, because these things are not just easy. Starting a whole. Like, how do you just start and say, okay, well, how do you collect the money? And how do you guarantee? You know, there's a lot of things to it. But, you know, anything can be tried. You know, there's hope.
Normally you just get, normally, man, it's all done by an insurance company and you partner with them and they do it. Like, Kids at Chief's funeral cover, it's with Hollard and all these other places. And even the small, there's a guy here I know with a funeral parlor, right? He's got also his own funeral cover scheme, but it's underwritten by the big insurances. You don't just normally start it on your own. The big guys underwrite it. He just put you literally put your name on it.
Yeah.
Literally.
Oh. So I was like, what's next, Tuso? Is it Chiller's Bank?
Yeah, he keeps everyone's money.
From the truck. Right now, it's transporting.
I want to show you this guy. Man, this guy's funny as fuck. I don't know if you've seen
that.
Let's turn on the TV there. There's a guy. I don't know what you call this, bro. His name is Les Go. I think it's Les Go 966 or something like that. But he does, like, he takes videos of, like, whoever it may be. And then he does his own sounds.
Yeah.
On the video, but they're so funny, bro.
Oh, that's with
Lesego.
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 Oh,
yeah.
Yes. I think he did one of ours, ne? And then there's the one with Kabza and Jezik.
Yes. Yeah. He's got quite a few.
He's the overdubs.
Yes.
Funny.
So I want to find one. Where can I find it? Let's
I like
go.
the young stunner one, Michael Jackson. Yeah, I know that guy. I mean, he's hilarious.
There's what he did of Justin and PC. That one also kills me. And Rebecca Malope as well.
Wow.
Hey, let me find it, man.
What it falls under, is it ASMR?
Yes. I don't know. It's humor, but I don't know what you call it, though. Okay, here's the Rebecca Malope one. This one is fine.
Is there sound?
Yeah, let me play sound. Listen to it. Okay, wait. Okay, let me start it again. Wait, let me start it again.
I'm going to fool that out pure sound.
You see what I mean? South Africans are creative, dog. What is this?
Brilliant.
There's more, man. Let me go to Instagram. Instagram. Okay.
That guy's brilliant, man. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to see the Michael Jackson one. I don't know it.
You must check the Justin PC one. That one is funny, man.
And it's such random. I don't know how you came up with it because it's such random videos. Like, who comes up with that? Even if you watch them on silent, you never think, you know, to overdub it with such hilarious dialogue.
But that's what I'm saying, man. This country is amazing. There's so many creatives, man. I mean, that is just genius.
Yeah, but when you say it's the best place to live as a black person.
Yeah, it is, dog.
It's which, a reach.
No, what do you mean?
Black people suffer, man. But it's not, I get what you mean, the finding the beauty. South Africa's not the best place for a black person.
Yes, we've got so much freedom, dog.
Freedom and that's it.
Yeah.
What else do we have apart from freedom?
Okay, which other country then?
I wouldn't know. I don't know, but...
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you.
I know black people in South Africa. It's not Disneyland here for us.
Exactly.
You know, I don't mean to make it that deep, but I'm saying to say it's the best place for blacks to live. It's a reach.
Okay.
It's a land of opportunities.
Okay, let's do process of elimination.
Okay.
America. You're going to get shot. Okay.
But at least you have a job.
Are you saying black people don't have jobs in SA?
Bulk of them don't.
Yeah.
When last did you go and drive in the township on a Wednesday at 12 midnight, a midday?
That's been a minute.
They don't have jobs, bro. A lot of people don't have jobs, man. Okay. Our unemployment stats, please pull it up. It's horrible. 80% of it, 90% of it is black people who are unemployed.
Europe, racism.
South Africa, racism. Benoni, Boxburg, racism. Yeah. Didn't you see that old lady was getting
fuck
slapped
you,
around?
Man. Just agree with me for once.
No, I agree with you. I was just saying. I didn't want it to be this deep. I was just saying. She says it's the best place for black people to live.
It is
a reach.
Okay.
We own nothing. We're fucked.
Okay.
Our government lets us down. We're fucked. It's a land of opportunity and freedom. I get it. But we're fucked.
Okay, cool. Here we go. Here is Justin PC.
Oh,
Can you feel it?
No.
Can you feel it?
No.
What's that? What's that? Come on. Oh, Vex. Ni telu, ni se Mikey. That's it. Beg.
Do
you know they're waiting for us to do the challenge. Ain't no way now we're
to do the challenge. Yeah, come on, let's do it. Yes. Yeah, it looks so easy. It's just like left, right, center, left, right. But when you left, when you right, when you center, then you just follow
you just
that
interchange,
pattern.
Yeah.
Then yeah, but we don't know start go left because then Shana Makanda. But when you left, when you right, when you center.
Okay, we'll try it after the show then.
Yes. Oh, okay. It may be too dark though.
Yeah, but yeah, we'll see.
But we'll see.
Speaking of social media, I don't know if you saw this song, but there's a girl called Pinky Doll.
Pink Doll.
You know Pinky Doll, goes late.
Pink Doll.
Pink Doll, yeah?
Who's
yes.
Please tell us more about Pink Doll while I try to find her, yeah?
So there's this huge trend with, what is it? It's called NPC.
NPC, yes.
Yes, it's NPC and it's TikTokers. Like, so NPC stands for, what is it, non-playable games. Is it?
Games is G.
Characters.
Games is
G. Here we go. It says the idea, yeah, her name is Pinky Doll.
Yes.
She makes $7,000 a day as an NPC streamer. Now, NPC is streaming. The idea behind NPC streaming is rooted in the concept of non-playable characters in video games who mindlessly repeat behavior and dialogue. This trend has now made its way into mainstream discourse where NPC streamers are compared to e-girls, individuals who blend gamer aesthetics with cam girl influencing. While there's an erotic undertone to these streams, they also offer a sense of control and intimacy for viewers. It's a way for both creators and viewers to find connection and entertainment in a world where technology has both brought us closer and left us feeling more isolated than ever before. So you could send like, you pay and you could send her like an emoji and she has to act it out.
Yes.
So let me
and
show you.
It's just repetitive. Like, it's just you repeat.
Sure? I'm so confused.
Here we go.
Is this Pink Doll now?
This is Pink Doll now.
Yes, Pink Doll.
Okay.
And this is what
she's
she does.
Raking it right currently.
She's killing. She's like the founder.
Strong woman. Take a job. Yeah, strong woman. Yes. The guy feel like a cowgirl. I mean, ready? Thank you, who? Thank you, bro. Ice cream, so good. Yeah, strong woman. Gang, gang. Gang, gang. Gang, gang. Gang, gang. That was good. Coconut. Gang, gang. Gang, gang. Grab. Ice cream, so good. Gang, gang. Gang, gang.
That's what she does, bro.
Gang, gang. Gang, gang. Gang, gang. Gang, gang. Yes, back on. Gang, gang. Gang, gang.
Ooh.
Take your destiny. Take your smoke.
The sender on her. Emojis.
Ice cream, so good. Hee-haw. Yes.
Someone send the hat.
Yes. Cowgirl. I mean, ready?
Also, can you even send a filter that makes her something?
Yes.
So good. Gang, gang. Gang, gang.
So it's improv. So nice. It's improv.
Yeah.
It's, she's improvising with these things as they send her.
Yeah.
And then how does she make the money from it?
That's so you pay.
You pay.
To send an emoji.
Oh, damn.
So every emoji that's going through there, she's getting
money.
Paid.
Whoa.
Gang, gang. So ice cream so good.
Yeah.
Okay, but the gang, gang, what's that for?
It's a gang sign, it's a gang
sign.
Emoji.
Yeah, something. Someone sent something gang.
I'd feel cheated. You send this emoji at the gang to it.
Remember, these things are coming in like hot, like
fair enough,
quickly.
Fair enough.
So you just have to acknowledge everything that's come in. That's why it sounds so repetitive and like quickly. It's like, oh, you say that, okay, move on.
Yeah, you don't have time to
ice cream, ice cream, what?
Word,
you
wow.
know, yeah.
Wow, that's genius, man. So she came up with it. Wow.
Yeah.
Did she come up with it, or is it something like an OnlyFans kind of app? Is it not an app?
Kind of? I think she
that
came
looked
up
like Instagram.
It.
What app is that?
It's Instagram. Instagram.
Yeah.
So is it on
so
Instagram?
You can make a live to be in a way that only people.
Oh, it's TikTok. Must, no, no.
Sorry,
this,
TikTok.
This is
sorry,
TikTok.
TikTok.
Sorry.
Oh,
yes.
TikTok live.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, that's genius, man. She's South African.
No.
American.
It sounds very South African. Hey, gang. Bang bang. It sounds not like she's from Limpopo.
How will
or
it
something.
Be when it comes, when it becomes popular this side? Because I also want to join this thing. Like, I also want to rake it.
Fetchka, you were saying something?
As much as she is the first influencer to actually reenact these things, this thing comes from video games. So you know how you'd play your Grand of Auto and stuff? Yes, it would be the little characters from those games that would do that. So she's just reenacting something that she's seen from games, per se. Oh, I'm reading this from Forbes, by the way. Forbes has written an article regarding her.
Would you let your kids do that? Because it can get erotic.
Yeah, that's the problem. Because obviously it's, that's the... But it looks safe from how when you look at it, but you can imagine so there are some people that look at this as like it's sexual, you know.
Yeah, it's
got a sexual kind of like pleasure to it. And
it started from those adult streaming things.
You know where it originated
where
from.
Streams and then wait, you make a request.
Wait, you know where it started
Pembrils.
From? You know where it started from? Tamagotchis.
Tamagotchi?
Remember Tamagotchis?
I know how though.
Yes.
Tamagotchis just take care of them that they don't die.
Yes.
Yeah, but when you pray, I can they say something.
When you pray.
Press,
sorry.
They say something.
Yeah, so if
I never bought one. I thought it was already.
Yeah, you could press it and go gang.
How? Which Tamagotchi did you press? Ah!
Are you not hearing me, guys?
I know Tamagotchi. You have to take care of those things.
Google it. Did Tamagotchi inspire Gang, whatever this thing
you
is?
You have to Google it.
You have
she
to.
She wouldn't know
you.
What a Tamagotchi is.
But yeah, so you were saying.
Do you know what a Tamagotchi is, fact checker?
She doesn't.
She thinks you eat gochi the time.
How? Little gochi. Tamagotchi.
No, man, a Tamagotchi was a small-ass device. That you had, like, almost like human, you had to take care of it. I don't know what the aim of the game was. Maybe to teach kids responsibility. You had to feed it, clothe it, walk it. And apparently they would die.
Yeah, they would die.
No, man, I heard I was like, what the fuck? No, I'm not trying to play that. Yeah, nah, man. I think it comes from those erotic live streams girls would have, like, on OnlyFans. Because guys on the other end would tip, right? And I think pay to access the live. And then they'd have requests, you know? Do X, do Z, do Y. So I think some of them go to a point, maybe, where they just sent emojis. And I don't know. But it sounds...
I think that's
why it can get erotic.
From, yeah.
Nah. Yeah, cam girls. Cam girls do that.
Would, I think, inspired your Sims. Remember, you remember the game
Sims?
Sims, that's
yeah.
Where it went. Not this kind of NPC.
Speaking about OnlyFans, have you been following that story of a podcaster, Adam22? In America.
Yeah, I have been following it. Not following hard, but I know he married a porn star. He's a porn star.
Mm-hmm.
And then the porn star, the wife, now shortly did a scene with, what's his name?
Black guy.
The black guy.
Yeah, he's one of the top earners on OnlyFans. It's he's not... Ooh. It's not King Nasir. It's I forgot his name with a lot of tattoos.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm aware. I'm familiar with that story.
So they got that guy banged his wife live on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
That's wild, man.
But yeah, she's a porn star. I mean, and he married a porn star knowing that she's a porn star. And you know that your wife has been banged. And if she's still active, she's still going to get banged, not only by you. He knew.
Hey.
And I think now Ziyam Khaled, I don't think he's taking it because everybody's shitting on him, right?
Yeah.
I saw Tate is like, what the fuck? Everybody's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And the guy's got like an even bigger dick. And it's worse because everybody sees. They can see your dick. They can see his dick.
Yeah.
And he was talking about it on how she hasn't been stretched out in a while.
So they spoke about it. It also looked like they were obviously looking for views, you know, because they spoke about the whole thing of her when she smashed the guy, obviously was with that porn star and she was just talking candidly about it and then came back. Now, obviously, the guy now was going on other podcasts talking about it. And then now I think they have this rivalry of, I think last time Adam was threatening him saying, okay, if you just keep
please
quiet.
Please move your mic up a bit, like... Yeah, and then turn
it's falling.
Like, and then turn it.
Yeah, like that.
This is what it does.
And then lift it up a bit. Yeah, speak now.
Speak Hello? Now.
Yeah, much better.
Much better. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, continue.
Yeah, so the last time, I think the guy, I'm forgetting his name also. I knew the guy, the black guy, the porn star slept with. And so now Adam was saying to the guy, I was like, okay, you know what? I know your secrets. Don't talk any further. You know, just leave it. Let's just move on. But obviously it did open up. Why did you in the first place go and talk about it? You know, it's this is all on the internet, you know, and these are a married couple, and then they go out and come back now and want to be like, oh, people keep quiet, let's shut it up. Nah, it's
bro, I don't care if she's a porn star, she's a maid. I'm not letting a nigga bang my wife and record it and put it in the internet.
Imagine.
No one in the world. What fuckery is that?
Dude, what about this team? What about, you know, your manhood.
They clearly don't have nothing.
Your pride. Because here's the thing. Like, I know people can say, or the wife can say, or he, Adam 22, will say, it's just work. But it's not work when she gets banged and then figure out and it's different now. You know what I mean? Like, it's not work. It's work, but she's getting stretched out personally. You know, it's not like work. Do you get me? I can't, like...
How big is his dick? Man. How big is it? I didn't see it.
Well, it's a porn star. I don't know. It's big.
So he's a BBC?
Yeah, ideally. Well, yeah, that's how they'll describe him normally. Mm. Yeah,
big,
yeah, yeah.
Big black cock.
Yeah, and even if he didn't have a bigger one than him, just that...
Hey, wife... Dudu, who do you think has a BBC in this room? Eh? Be honest. Huh? Dudu?
Who do you ask? Dudu?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you're married. I can't ask you that.
No. I'm imagining.
Yeah, she's married.
Hey, Dudu, who do you think? Eh?
I see y'all as my baby.
Yes. Yeah. Tipla. Oh, Tipla.
Did you say Tipla?
Oh, you're not happy with the answer. You want them to say you. Why? I knew he wouldn't be happy with the answer with anyone. With anyone. He wouldn't be happy with the answer. Hey, that's Mac. Hey, young man. Ukraine, I am. That's the last time Mac was like, that's when I look at Busta Rhymes. And now, last time you said, when you look at Busta Rhymes, he looks like he's got a big dick. Now, so was like, who here has a big dick? What's up with your big dicks, man?
I wish I had one. That's the thing, my man. I wish I had one. Oh, man. If I had a big dick, man, y'all would know, bro.
You'd know, ne?
Ah, you'd know. While I'm DJing, my man, I'll whip it out and drink set.
Yeah.
Mid set.
Yeah, you would see the CDJs just spilling over. Yeah. You know, so does my dick. You need to control it more. Shame, man.
No, but this, that's the thing.
His name is Jason Love.
Yeah. Oh, Jason Love with LUV.
Yes.
No, but ladies, back me up here. Back me up here, ladies.
Okay. What
there are saying? Niggas that as soon as you look at him, you can tell this nigga's got a big dick.
Yeah.
Am I lying?
Yeah.
Is that what they call now big dick energy?
But they call it energy.
No. Big dick energy. You can have a small dick, but have big dick energy. Mm-hmm. Big dick energy is your aura, how you present yourself, how you move.
Okay.
But I'm talking about like physically, you can tell, I know this one's packing.
Wow. Without looking.
Yeah.
Without looking.
Am I lying?
At a bulge.
Dude, back me up here.
Dudu has experience. Hi.
Oh, come on. Oh.
Man, fuck you.
Kind. No, actually, I think it is. There are those moments when you just look at a person. There's just something about their features. You know, they...
So normally, what kind of features would a guy have?
It's not all the time. But
for you... Yes, it's not
and
accurate.
And you could be wrong. Yes, it's not accurate. You could be wrong. But some...
Know.
Yeah, because you never know. But sometimes...
So what features are you looking at? Like, if you've got like, thick fingers, he bites his nails, he's got a big nose, he wears glasses, he can't dance, like Oscar Moore. What features are we looking at? What are big dick features? You say for me.
I'm not an expert.
You wear UK size 11.
What's happening? No, but
extra large T-shirts. No other shirts.
Double XL T-shirts.
No, it does happen. You know, there's like physical features, but you could be wrong. That's what I'm saying. But it's like
one of them is when niggas are skinny. People like women.
Usually, you assume exactly, and sometimes it's the some physical features like thickness of like arms. Not I'm not saying like fat. do you get what I'm trying to say? The person is like, could be slim, but they've got like thick arms, legs. There's just something, you know.
Thick
there's
arm.
Some, like, I don't know how to put it.
Guys,
the
it's simple,
person is
but
slim,
if I can ask
but
you
they're
what?
Not, you know, they're not, I don't mean like.
Uyasaba,
okay,
dude.
Just
uyasaba.
Give an example. What if this, you know, name a guy who you're probably trying to explain.
Yeah, I don't have a person in mind.
Okay,
actually.
Let's put on the TV. Let's put on some.
Oh, yes, sir. Because Miss Nati, generally, which guys do you think have small dicks? They're not fat and to the T. Women are like that.
I've thought of someone.
Yes.
Someone like Caesar's physical features, Caesar Lomo's physical features.
Caesar's got a big dick.
I don't know, but I feel like he would. I'm done.
Not Tutu saying I feel like. I heard Tutu say I feel like. I feel like.
Okay, let's throw names and you'll say.
No, we'll show
yeah,
names.
Let's
right,
just
cool,
throw names,
go.
Yeah?
Here we go. Prince KB.
Osa Tutu.
Yes, Prince KB. He's also one of those people who's like, man, he's meaty, but not.
Okay.
I don't know how to
let's look at his arms, so. Okay. Are those giving big dick energy?
Yes, they are. They
okay.
are.
Okay.
The legs, too.
The legs?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Next one. Let me go to the next one. All right, let's go here.
Why me?
Veru Trump.
Here we go. All right. There. And then there. What energy are you getting there?
Not sure. Hey.
What do you mean?
I don't.
What features are you looking at here?
But it's possible.
Donald.
It's possible, yeah. It's possible, yeah.
What features are you looking at?
Similar physical features as Prince KB slightly.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's possible.
All right, let's move on.
Why am I the one doing this? Boozy, grab a mic.
And then
what a cop out.
Sit your ass down, man. Sit your ass
down. We trust your expertise.
Come on. No, guys. I don't know. I think so. All of them, they seem like they've got big...
Wow.
All of them,
What a copper. Sit your ass down, man. Sit your ass down.
Things you're anything.
Speak to producing.
We tell you no things. You can tell when a guy walks into a room whether you suspect he's packing. Look, you're not saying they have a big dick or not. You're just saying you suspect what you're suspecting when you look at them. What vibes they're giving off. Wow.
Anyway, Fat Checker, you had your hand up. What did you want to say, Fat Checker? You had your hand up. Oh, you didn't.
You didn't tell.
Okay.
It was Pio's dick, man. That's what you saw. I was a player, I forgot.
When last did you buy something from Gucci?
Never in my life. Never, ever.
You guys don't have anything Gucci?
Zero. I don't even know what it looks like.
Oh.
Like the shop.
I know there's a shop in Sandton City. Don't know. I know the LV one because by the escalators, right? Yeah. When you're going to go down. But I've never even seen the Gucci one. Never been interested. Never even been inside the LV one.
Well, apparently Gucci is facing trying times in SA and other places. Rumors made rounds recently revealing that it is aiming to close shop in South Africa due to declining sales.
Wow.
It has also been reported that Gucci CEO Marco Bizzarri is stepping down in his role in September as the label is struggling worldwide. But if you go on Instagram, everybody's wearing Gucci.
On the piano covers, everybody's wearing Gucci. Piano DJs, everyone is wearing Gucci. Everyone is a
gigging.
Gucci sneaker.
So where are they getting it? If sales are declining.
How?
Let's khuluma neqiniso.
Meet up,
le Gucci. And I would send money, but that's weird.
Why?
That's weird. And there's like only one in is there one in Pretoria? There's only one in Gauteng.
Diamond Walk.
Yeah, and so many people are wearing Gucci, so I'm about on my watch.
What's going on? What's going on?
Guys, the pressure is Gucci.
What's the level?
The pressure is Gucci. And the problem is, you see, those things are expensive. When you buy one t-shirt, maybe it's like 30K or 20K. Now you can't wear it all the time. They're going to want you to swap them around and change. Then the pressure comes in. Now, then certain number, certain phone, I was one band with my nigga, my connections. Wow.
Yeah, Fat Checker, talk to us.
According to the internet, there hasn't been any article that seconds the whole statement that Gucci is closing. Matter of fact, it has been stated by political analysts that Gucci will be opening up a new store in Durban.
Ah, oh. That's whack, man. It's, it sounds better when they're closing, man. She just killed the whole segment, dog.
Now we need to remove that. Because now we don't research. Now we need to remove. Now we need to remove that whole thing. It just fell flat. It just fell flat.
Now she's saying...
Oh, Sanelle. Oh. But I thought we spoke to Sanelle about checking, man, the sources.
Yeah.
You didn't speak to Sanelle about checking the sources.
Yeah, he said it's a rumor. He didn't say it's a rumor.
Oh, rumor has it. Oh, okay, yeah. Fair enough. Well,
and you know we love rumors on this show.
Yeah.
But you know something that I know also? So I got to meet someone who sells to the celebs.
Oh, wow.
Like
oh,
wow. All these branded stuff.
Let's call him.
Ah, I don't know. Oh, I don't have their numbers. Oh. Oh. Yeah, it's someone I know from somewhere who knows someone. So... basically, what celebrities apparently do is that they buy one item, ne, at the store, but the rest is all fake. So they, it's just.
I could believe
some
it,
items man. Are just there. A lot.
That's believable.
A lot.
Bro,
are
celebrities
fake.
Are not making as much money as they
perceive.
Yeah. Unless the piano guys are, because they're getting paid in dollars and pounds and stuff. So those guys, it's legit.
Yeah.
But the rest, relax, someone.
And not even all the piano guys. Not that I know some, but not even all, bro. Let's be honest.
And
you
apparently,
know?
To all these brands and labels, there's like grades to the stuff. So you get the A level fake, you know, you get the B level fake. So whatever that's closest to the real thing, obviously, and it differs in prices. Some vele you go to, guys, in your when you go to China Mall, you get shops they're selling Louis Vuitton, hit like everything, all these brands, your Burberries, your Gucci's, everything that you see at
bro,
the shop.
My,
you'll
my
see
thing is, what's
shops.
The obsession with clothes, bro? Like, literally, this thing is just to cover your body.
I get wanting to wear nice clothes, so you want to wear cover your body, but cover it nicely. You know what I mean? But the price tag, the obsession is with price tags, most importantly, you know? Because you and a Mac, when you buy a t-shirt, you don't just grab anyone, whether it be at H&M or Mr. Price or wherever. You want a nice one. You know, you've got some nice hoodies, right? So I get that. The obsession with the fucking price tag is what I don't get. Because some of them are ugly as fuck, to be honest. Let's be honest.
No,
some of them are
true.
Even tacky. Like, that shine, gold, bronzy. Like, what the fuck? And you're like, I see it's black, it's green, red and green, it's Gucci, but it's ugly, you know? Yeah. So I don't get the obsession with
don't
that.
Don't you think it's marketing? That's how powerful marketing is.
Nah, it's people, it's not marketing. Guys, let's be honest. How many Gucci billboards did you see and go, fuck, I want to wear that?
Yeah, but the way they've marketed themselves, not just Gucci, but these designer brands. Mm-mm. Think about it. Okay, when you were young, right? Mm. Your mom would put any clothes on you. You didn't know. And you'd be happy, right? So what changed from then to now where you have to buy a shirt with 50K at a designer store? What happened in those years?
I think it's just pressure, man.
It's not pressure, bro. It's advertising. It's marketing.
You're right. I think it's just pressure for people. People always want to seem like they have it somewhere.
Why do
don't.
People... Why do
someone
people,
approve even when
why,
they do have it.
Why do people want to seem that way? Because this brand has this brand has marketed itself to say, cool, if you've arrived, you have to have this.
Yes, with an A-class of society, right? With an opulence. It represents opulence.
There's no difference between a Mr. Price shirt and a Gucci shirt. The
there
only
isn't.
Difference is the way it's marketed.
Yeah, there isn't.
Oh, guys.
There's some brands where there is a slight difference, but even those brands, like you can get quality stuff at a non-super high-end store.
The difference
but it's
is
the
that
same.
It's branded, guys. It's about feeling like you belong in something.
What do you mean branded? How do you know the brand?
Yeah, and obviously, when these brands are obviously, like you say, it's you can see whether it's a Gucci shirt that is or your Louis Vuitton, where it's a bag, it's branded. You see it. Obviously, some are not, but generally,
yeah,
what
but
people
you know
want
the brand
to...
via marketing. That's but what I'm saying.
You're saying the same thing, man. You're saying Gucci and Woolies will take, buy the t-shirt from the same source, China, or okay, maybe not Gucci, but many brands, China, and then they just put a brand on it.
Okay, yes.
They print it. That's what Mac is essentially saying.
Yes,
it's
yes.
Two separate items, okay. But the value on this one comes from
marketing.
The marketing and it being a sign of opulence or whatever.
Yeah, fair checker.
Okay, this is not a fact, but it's just something that I've learned about fashion, right? The reason why products like Gucci and Louis Vuitton and those things are still big brands is because, please remember that these things were made before fast fashion was actually introduced mm-hmm. into the market.
Yes.
So people used to hand make the material. So currently, when they market it to someone, they still tell them that this wasn't made by a machine. It's not fast fashion. If I'm selling you this bottle, this is the only bottle we have because it was made by hand, making it exclusive to
you. And more expensive.
Yes, making it more expensive. So that's how they market their brand. It's about fast fashion. There's a reason why Mr. Price is cheaper than Gucci, because when you enter Gucci, they're going to tell you that unlike Mr. Price, where there were 100 people sewing it or 100 machines, they had 2 people to make these. And these 2 people had to use the best quality material and they used their hands, no machinery, none whatsoever. And they have to pay for that labor. So it's all about fast fashion, just to...
But in all honesty, there's lots of Gucci products that are fast fashion
yes.
made.
Lama prints are
quite a bit. I don't know what lightning I have to money. I'm a bolt.
So would you not say, Fat Checker, with you, what you are saying, would you not say when it started, that's what it meant to wear Gucci, and then it became commercialized and yes. lost that essence?
Mm-hmm. Per se, to answer that, that's the reason why they say that it's fake, because they're going to then argue by saying that that one was made by a machine and not by our people, right? They still uphold that type of marketing strategy, even though in the back of your mind, you know that this was all made mass produced. But when you enter a real Gucci store, you could even see Kahonadi price tags on a Gucci bag. You have to sit on a table. There's someone who presents it to you. You touch, you feel the material. They're going to sell you your luxury dream. And through that, that's part of their marketing. All of this is just their way of marketing it. They're going to say that they're different from fast fashion. Simple.
Yeah, I'll never understand it, bro.
Nah, same, yeah. Look, I get looking good. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to look good. Just like if you smell good, you feel good. You look good. Sometimes you feel good. You know what I mean? But, hey, there's some things that I just can't. And I know someone who's watching will say, it's because you don't have the money. You know, because you don't have the money. But sometimes you do have the money to get a sneaker for 18 grand. But you're like, what the fuck? I just wouldn't, you know. Mm. I don't have it in me.
Mm. Mac, isn't that a Gucci watch you're wearing?
No. Now, lady got me this.
Hey, oh. Yeah, Rolex, boy.
I'm like,
this is icon or something. Now, lady got me as a birthday present like last year.
Oh, cute. Mm. Oh. Wow, when I put my children's, since people are buying here, who's
who? Oh, yeah, a chiller just got me. They put me Jordans.
Hey. What?
Yeah.
Damn.
Jordans. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey.
Oh, I'm a chiller. Shout out to the chillers.
How did you meet them? Like, what happened?
No, man. And so, remember that guy who gifted us with his perfumes?
Yes.
Right? It's that guy.
Okay.
It's that guy.
So, where am I?
Hey, I go put a Mac into my Jordans.
I go put my Mac.
I only wear free shit, dog. I realized the other day, every time I'm wearing something, it's free.
And that's dope, man. You save your money, bro. And we get a lot of free things. People always send us things, buy us stuff and all, you know? Yeah. No, I'll bring them next time. I'll wear them and you'll see them. Shout out, man.
Oh, appreciate I wanted to mention the weirdest thing happened at my uncle's funeral last week. So after 20 years, my mom and dad met
Wait, the they funeral. Haven't seen each other
for 20 years.
For 20 years.
Yes, yes, yes. And you should have seen my mom when she got out the car. She's like, huh? Look at me. How do I look now, huh?
Same to your dad. Yeah. And there's that. You look fine. You look. And how did your dad react?
No, man. I don't know what's going on there. I think they're trying to get back together, bro.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, they've been chatting for like 2-3 hours without me there.
How would you feel?
Without me there? Are you supposed to supervise
them? I'm the only thing that links them.
So, they're adults,
mama. They're adults.
They're adults, mama. Get down. They're adults,
you're not the supervisor.
Yeah, mama. You, they hey. Hey, mama. They're adults.
Isn't your dad married now?
My what?
Your dad.
He's getting divorced.
Oh,
yeah, man. Oh, so it was meant to be. They were meant to go back together.
Why do you sound like you're happy?
Ah, yeah.
You are.
The dream is happening.
You're about to have a mommy and a daddy.
Now you're gonna go take that family picture that you've been longing for, you know? Ooh. Like, yeah. You have to reenact, you know, like wear those Christmas clothes, be in the center there. Oh, that's beautiful, man. What? Imagine if they did, though, eh?
Hey, that'd be wild, bro.
Hey. How would you feel, though?
Neither here nor there, man. Like you said, the adults, they can do their own thing, man. You know?
But why would you be happy to have your parents together again?
Ah, man, it's...
Did you ever see them together or you never...
No, it was the first time.
Oh, wow.
First time.
Well, so when they broke up, how old were you?
I was like 6-7. I was young.
Bro. Oh, yeah.
I don't even remember.
Yeah. Nah, makes sense. Wow. Hopefully they do, man, you know? It's beautiful, man. Love is beautiful.
When my mom was getting dressed, she's like, hey, do you think he's going to like this?
Does your mom know that your mom knew he's getting divorced?
Yeah. No, man. But she's in a relationship. She's got a boyfriend. I think it was that whole thing of like, you missed out on all of this.
Yes. Oh, yes. I know what you mean. This could be yours, but...
Because he fucked up, you know what I mean? Yeah.
And let's be honest. Everyone, when they see their ex, you want to look...
Yeah.
You want to be like, you see, I'm good now. Yeah. You left me, things weren't that great, but I'm good now. You see, I'm good. Yeah. Everybody has that. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Sometimes when a body ex egg and do shy, you don't touch it, not touch it.
Exactly.
You don't want her to go, ha, I'm having lap on now, you know? So, I get that.
All right, Ghost Lady, what else you got for us, man?
Actually, guys, you still remember the story of Kamnyi Mbau's ex and DJ Tira's wife, that they were apparently together. So now another employee of Lerole apparently witnessed...
Kwela Debza.
Yes, Kwela Debza, yeah. And witnessed the two spending evenings together at an apartment, right? So, and... That time, the former employee, according to the report, it revealed that the affidavit that she is fighting an unfair dismissal against Lerole because of when she saw them together and obviously made those allegations.
Or like whistleblower.
Yes, yeah.
Mm. So, see what you, because Kwela Debza is a whistleblower.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not bumped into that one.
What is it?
And I'm going to take credit. Nah.
So this story is...
That was a brilliant one.
Yeah, so this story is not like just... Is
bro, that's weird because I was with them in New York and they seemed happy, bro.
Who? Kanye Mbau and the...
No. Tira and the wife.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and the wife. Like, that's wife. Ukuku.
Well, they seemed like a couple that's been together for a long time. Who are just like now friends, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know when you get to that stage.
Sometimes couples get to that stage.
Yeah.
Also, not to say that they're doing it, but sometimes other couples realize, good to, oh, Lona Dala, ah, Nami Kenai, we've been understanding, and people live their lives. So who are we to say, hey, why we saw it's bad, it's wrong, it's good? I mean, look at Adam 22 and his wife, for example. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So, and that thing happens way more than you'd know. It's just that, sometimes, and I'm not saying, again, I'm not saying Tira and them are having that situation.
Yeah.
Sometimes, as a man, deep down,
you know
you are fine
done?
With it,
yeah.
But you never want it to be public because Usol Nomek will be like, how the fuck could he do that? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's men out there who would be fine with their woman, you know, sharing their woman, but wouldn't want the public to know about it as well.
Mm.
So sometimes,
or maybe
some
forgiving,
people...
you know, once, okay, yes, it happened, and it's like, okay, let's move on.
Because I met a guy once, I don't know if he was telling me the truth or not, but he said he was Connie Ferguson's side nigga. Like, he'd been hitting that.
Wow, for real.
You know what I mean?
could see it happening because, I mean, like you're saying,
yeah.
These things happen.
And sometimes husbands, not to say Shauna, but sometimes husbands are privy to it. Because now, well, they know, they get up. That's open relationship thing, man. Mm. People have spoken about
Yes.
Mm. There's
some
a word for it. It's not polyamory. There's a word for it. It's polyamory.
Yeah.
Literally, it's polyamory where you can have more than two parties in your relationship.
Or some you get people, couples who swing.
Yes, it's the same thing. And some people are just quiet about it.
Would you do it, ghost lady?
No.
See, like I'm saying, she'd say no.
You know, I've been trying to find a crack in your marriage for like 4 years now, and there's nothing.
And you still can't find it, ne?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you mean? But what if they keep, they keep a solid...
I'm just saying, it's just... Maybe the cracks you're looking for in terms of cheating and having... I don't know, Mel, if I can speak for my side, you know? Like, I've never found anything from his side either, you know?
Did that swing?
No.
They're on a tight ship, bro. Some people do have the cracks.
A tight
but,
ship.
A tight...
What?
Maybe we are just there to present, to represent the people who are just happily and content together. Maybe I represent
Have you never been jealous of, like, his secretary or something? Or someone he works with?
Not, like, to an extreme extent, but maybe in just... how they socialize, and then we'll be like, but you know, now you're overly too friendly.
Oh, he was too friendly with someone who works with
Yes.
That's a crack, you heard it.
Yes.
There's a first crack.
That's common. That's common. Like you found the crack.
So what do you mean? What do you mean crack? So Munom Nag has never said anything about anyone, any other woman, you know, in an exciting way.
Zero.
He's excited about
zero. I'm not lying. Mm. I'm not just saying it for the show. Like, seriously, zero.
Nothing.
Like,
no,
for me,
nothing.
In my head,
wow.
Kanye and Naga have the perfect marriage on earth. In my head. In my head, yeah.
Because Kanye, not everything is as it seems
exactly.
or as perfect, right?
Like, I hate that. I never want to be the picture of all the example.
Yeah, well, you are.
Because it's too much pressure.
Yeah.
I'm coming, guys. I'm not a musician.
I believe, I'm like, yo, I live for the day. You know, today we're good. I don't know about tomorrow. So far, we've been together for 10 years.
Wow, 10 years. Fucking hell, man.
You yes. too. Wow, what's the YouTube? They can clap for you too. We've also been together for 10 years.
Oh, yeah, shit, yeah.
But it's been... but it's been, yeah, tornado, flooding, gas explosions, yeah. Fuck, ripping the road.
Hey!
It's been a brutal 10 years. But you're here now. Those actually sometimes very also, you know, worth, like, when you see what you've been through, they... not that good, clean, proper relationships aren't, but sometimes it's like, yeah... everything else was worth it, you know?
I think, I think a week or two ago when the kids were away and we just went out for dinner and we're actually just thanking each other for how we've grown. And he was saying thank you to me because he was applauding me that I'm able to now get over our, like, arguments quickly. I'm one of those, I'd hold a grudge, maybe be angry for, like, 3 days. And he's like, I'm so proud of you. Now we can address something and it's like... it can be fine after an hour, you know?
Beautiful.
So I'm like, that's okay, beautiful. There's growth, you know? Wow. So those are our cracks.
What are we fighting about?
No, I'm just like, over the years,
bruh. I don't know these fights. You guys fight?
We do. You know, we do. It could be something, whatever. Just, you know, but that's relationships.
That's beautiful,
guys.
Man.
Yeah.
That's, you have a beautiful.
Did you know Oprah's in the country?
Oprah.
No, I'm not interested. to be honest,
she's in the country.
Oprah's in the country.
Yeah, she's in the country. I promise you.
I mean, she's still got that school, right?
Yeah, she's in the country. Let me tell you, she's at the Gallagher Estate to do something.
For real? Wow.
She's at the Gallagher Estate. Let me check. It was Tando who.
Dudu is an Oprah scoop.
Dudu, you went to Oprah school?
No, she has an Oprah scoop.
Oh, scoop.
Yeah, scoop.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking at Oprah school. Yeah. Hey,
the thing has gone away. But she's here, bro. Trust me.
Wow.
Gallagher State doing something.
Wow.
Oh. Are you checking there for us? Fair check. One sauce. Okay, cool. Let's hear the sauce.
This is incredible.
It's the one that you don't like. It's Sunday Times.
Okay, what are they saying?
Sunday World or Sunday Times?
Chis Alive.
Chis Alive.
Sunday Times. What's Chis Alive?
What's Chis Alive? Is it Sunday World? Sunday Times. Oh, it's fine.
It's like Sunday Times gossip.
Hey, Sunday Times.
Apparently, she will be here to address a matter at the Gallagher Conventional Center from the 21st, which was yesterday, of July until month end.
So she is in the country then.
Try reach out. Maybe we can get her, man.
Okay. Yeah. Let's leave it there.
No, no, let's talk about it. I mean, I heard Shirley does podcasts with more than a million subscribers.
Oh, so. Well, look at us.
So there's only one who qualifies. Only one qualifier in the country.
Yo. Must I read this story?
Yeah, of course. No ways, man. There's no way Oprah's coming on this show. It's not on brand.
Yeah, she'll never come.
Come on,
man.
It's not on brand, bro. Like, let's be honest.
So
let's trash her right now.
Is that how you get people's attention? So they say Oprah's spiritual healer has been sentenced to 260 years in prison after being found guilty of raping and abusing over 600 women and young girls. His name, or John of God, Spanish, says also ran a baby trafficking operation where newborn children were sold to childless couples. Mm. Young girls were reportedly held captive in remote Brazilian farms where they were forced to produce babies before being murdered after 10 years of giving birth. Wow. One activist whose investigations led to John's arrest said she spoke to a woman from Europe, the USA, and Australia who bought Brazilian babies for as much as $50,000. Among John's other celebrity fans are former President Bill Clinton, actress Shirley MacLaine, model Naomi Campbell, and former Brazilian President Luiz Lula da Silva.
That's some ugly shit.
That's some ugly shit.
I just want to add that when this story came out, it came out because 99 more years were added to his sentence because I suppose additional, you know, information came out. And also the reason why it is like around Oprah, it's because now people are saying, how is it that usually she seems to be associated with these sketchy men?
Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein.
Jeffrey Epstein. So now people are wondering, how is it that she's the one?
And she has a school for girls.
She has a school for girls.
In SA.
And also, you know, so we know that it's speculations with some of these things, but it does make you question certain things, you know. And also, this person, this God, what's his name? John of God.
John of God, whatever.
Yeah.
John of Satan.
He came into our attention because she interviewed him. And
she was like a Dr. Phil on the show, contributor.
And then she went to Brazil to like, you know, be there in the moment and then record that Oprah something, next chapter, you know, that one.
Oh,
where
yes, next chapter.
It's very spiritual thing. So now people are really now like...
Yeah, I couldn't go off with Oprah, bro. Yeah, there's too many stories coming out about Oprah.
Because here's the thing. I was about to say, Guti, it's unfair to attach her to this guy. It's like, you know, when someone does something wrong, they're always going to be like, so-and-so's ex.
Yeah.
Just, you know, like how ngenap, imagine, you know. But then if there's a pattern.
There's a pattern.
Konok Shaman.
Maybe that's why she doesn't have kids. Like, maybe she suffers some trauma.
She doesn't also either, right?
She got raped when she was young.
Jeez.
Yeah, in terms of trauma, yes. She was molested when she was molested. Yeah. Yes,
there's a clip, man, of Oprah talking about... pedophiles and stuff, or I don't know if it's taken out of context, but I think I saw it when someone was saying that here's Oprah justifying pedophilia.
Wow.
I mean, maybe out of context, but she was almost sympathizing with these guys in a sense. But I don't know if you can find it. Please look for it. I don't want to talk
so
about
now.
Things
what's,
then...
what's happening now is so it seems like it's not just an Oprah thing, but it's a Hollywood thing. This child molestation, raping kids, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, niggas had islands where they'd ship in girls. Jeffrey Epstein and all the elites and wealthy guys have Googled known to be frequent that island, right? So it seems like it's a Hollywood thing where... And there's a movie out now called Sound of Freedom. Now, the interesting thing about this movie is that it was shot 5 years ago. They shopped it around on all these big networks like Disney and whatever. And the movie highlights like the child human trafficking.
Sex ring or whatever.
Sex ring.
Yeah, yeah.
Underworld and how the elites are involved. So, for example, right? The opening scene. I haven't watched the whole movie, but the opening scene. Listen to how crazy this is. A father and his child are going to an audition. And, you know, the dad is excited because it's Hollywood and he's thinking, you know, my son's going to be a big star or my child is going to be a big break, boom, 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 right? And then they go into this agency thingy and then there's a person there who's like, yo, leave your son with us. We're going to take care of them. We're going to do auditions, boom, 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 and whatever. And then he comes back at 9 and no one is there to be found. The kid is gone. The agency doesn't exist.
What? It was a fly by night. Yeah. It was all a con.
And that's how the movie starts.
Is it out? What's
the Sound of Freedom. So
Sound of Freedom.
Yeah, it's a movie
I'll Google it.
It's a movie that the Hollywood tried to suppress. They didn't give it any attention, any media attention. No one spoke about it because it's highlighting the stuff that they're doing, right? But it gained attraction and is big now.
So I don't get it, man. What
and,
is
and
it?
There might
the
be
kids, like,
there might be there might be a character in the movie. I haven't finished it, like I said, who represents real life Oprah. Do you get me?
Oh shit!
So I'm. Correct me if I'm wrong. Like I haven't seen the movie, like I'm saying, but this character in the movie like has a school in Africa, brings kids.
Fuck out.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Whoa.
Those vibes. Has a talk show.
Has a talk show.
Oh, yeah. Also,
that's the.
He was asking.
Yeah, Well, let's watch the movie, but.
Yeah, let's watch the movie, but damn,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it's wild.
And dig deep, but that's crazy, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go fact checker.
To go back to what Oprah Winfrey did say, she actually said, in quote, "If the molester is any good, the child won't know he's been abused, or the child won't know that they're being abused. So if the molester was doing it great or nicely, the child wouldn't know."
I think I see what she's getting.
Yeah,
however,
it's like saying if a thief is really good, you won't even know you've been stolen from. He's a good thief.
Yeah.
Not that it's good what he's doing. Okay,
yes,
fair enough.
But
that
she also
taken out of context.
She did apologize for it and did state that people took it out of context.
That's what I exactly heard. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Sound of Freedom.
But still, Melapegwe, Konokshamanzi, man. Why are you always, like, you know, in close proximity with people who are doing these things?
And why would Disney turn down a movie trying to promote child trafficking when they're a child?
Because you must protect the kids, right?
Yeah.
And the kids must know.
Why would they turn down a movie like that?
Yeah, that promotes the safety of kids.
Yeah.
But remember how many of these big execs that were behind this whole thing, even your Pizzagate, do you guys remember that whole Pizzagate?
Pizza?
Yes, and how I think they'd lured kids via pizza or something. That's how even this trafficking started. And it was a lot of big names. That's when you got your Epstein's, a lot. Like, if you go check Pizzagate, get a
pizza. Pizza.
Pizzagate.
I'll check it out.
Pizzagate.
Yeah, but Hollywood is foul, man. Mm-hmm. Do you still want to go to Hollywood after knowing, like, the shit that goes down there? Like, or hearing about the
homeless? I never wanted to go to Hollywood. To just go and visit or be in
like,
Hollywood.
Work there. Like, let's say if Hollywood says we want the podcast.
I don't want, like, I've never had a dream to, but if the opportunity comes, yeah, I will. I mean, yeah, I will. I leave my kid behind, but I will, yeah. I mean, if the opportunity is there, yeah. I mean, I don't have to subscribe to their ways, you know what I mean? Like, I would.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It just seems
so
foul.
Cool, the Peter Gates. It's wild.
Anyway, anything else?
Hope the allegations aren't baseless.
Anything else you want to talk about, my dog?
Yeah, man, in Limpopo, the MEC of Economic Development, Tourism, and I think environment is implementing a curfew on alcohol.
Oh yeah,
there'll no longer be alcohol sold in Limpopo after midnight.
I want to talk about that last week. Fuck, I forgot.
Yeah. It came to thinking me. I saw it this week. That's fucking wild, bro. And they want to curb things like violent crimes, you know, and all sorts of social ills, which I think it's short-sighted, man. The problems with the country aren't caused by alcohol. Some may be exacerbated by alcohol, you know. One that I will attribute to alcohol is drinking and driving, 100%. But everything else starts at home, man, you know, and also starts with our government generally. Generally, our moral compass as a country has gone down the drain. It's got nothing to do with alcohol. Why must alcohol always be the first thing to be banned or whatever, you know? Even with COVID, I get it, but I think it's quite
what's
bullshit.
What's the worst that could happen, Saul? It's okay. If that's okay, people need to just stock up before, obviously, and let's see, maybe it will fix stuff. We saw with during COVID when we had that whole alcohol ban.
What did it fix?
Well, I'm just saying the crimes, the what.
No, GBV went down.
Yeah, for instance.
GBV went down.
Yes. What?
It increased.
No.
It increased.
No, it was hospital admissions and
It increased. GBV.
GBV did not go down.
Yes, I don't know the stats.
A lot.
Yeah, because people stuck now. The entire day. And they were drinking cheap, made in the garage alcohol. They were even worse. I'm pulling them up. Fucking hell. It was worse, bro. But on the real, I think it's a bit... It's Dude, the country has amazing laws that actually work when implemented. Creating new laws doesn't necessarily mean the country will be in the straight and narrow. Just implement the fucking laws that the country has. And also, how about you stop stealing at the top? Create jobs. Half of the problems we have in this country are created by joblessness and drugs. Mm. Those are the two things you need to fight, number one. And you know what I mean? And pay police well and implement some sort of punishment for corruption. Then watch how the moral compass of the whole country just changes. Not alcohol. Alcohol is like treating the cause and not the symptom and not the cause.
I agree with you there.
Yeah, you should have a segment every week where you trash the government. I think you do it really well.
Mac. Yes, man.
Yes. He's about to trash talk you.
Yes.
That's a segment. This is the MacGyver.
No, bro. Go back to previous episodes. There's never an episode where Saul doesn't talk shit about the government. Which is granted.
You know, previous episode. The tobacco thing, you know, Uti, is not my idea, right?
Yeah.
You know, right? And you know that you were going to do it had Smoo had not been here. It was going to be your duty to trash talk the government, right?
No, but even last week, you mentioned how... What did he say last week about the government?
Government keeps disappointing us.
I know, but I'm just saying, you say it every week. So you must have a segment.
It was the Nelson Mandela...
statue. Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't have... No, or maybe compliment them when they do great as well.
100%.
Creating this thing just to trash talk them, just to trash them, would be unfair. If they do well, they do great, yeah.
No, I'm just saying you're really passionate about the country.
I am. I'm really. That's why when statements like South Africa is the best place for a black person to live, I need to correct them very fast, you know, because I'm very passionate about the country, man. And we're a country of great potential. I mean, great talent. Look at the TikTok guy. Fetcheka?
Okay, before I start with the gender-based violence researchers, Pizzagate is actually a security word, a safe word for kids who have been human trafficked. Oh, so there's something going around TikTok and social media platforms where people are speaking about being victims to Pizzagate, which seems like a child trafficking situation going on.
Leave the kids alone, man.
Bro, man, like... Bro. If you mess with kids, you literally mess like dude, kids.
Yeah, the purest form.
The purest form of life. They haven't harmed or hurt anyone. They haven't asked for anything, you know, that is being done to them. They're literally adults, going to be adults one day. And what kind of a society are we going to have with kids that have been traumatized? I guess it's a cycle, right? Because a lot of these guys were also traumatized. Look at R. Kelly. Mm, look at, you know, a lot of those guys had shit childhoods. So now you're creating that cycle all over again. Hey. And you think if you suffered from something, surely you don't want it to happen to the next
dude, human being. You know what I mean?
No, but people want to just inflict the same suffering towards another little human being.
No, you know what they say, hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
And then coming to the gender-based violence during lockdown, an article by BMC Public Health, they state that it was difficult to actually take note or record of how it affected couples. Mm. However, it was found that child abuse went up. In terms of women abuse, they're not sure, but the children were becoming big victims of abuse.
So how did they find out about the children but not the women?
Yeah, especially because most of these kids are underage, don't even report these things. Mm.
Because it's a health article,
yeah.
I want to believe that it's children who had acquired severe injuries. It was taken up with more.
That's crazy, man. I wanted to talk about we nominated for another award, DSTV something. What are those things called? Let me check.
Oh, those are Content Creators Awards.
Yeah.
What happened last year? Did they nominate us or we didn't win?
No, we never got nominated last year.
Yeah, we've been getting snubbed all along, right?
Yeah.
We need to submit a nomination.
No, I think we have to submit.
Yeah, and you know we never submit to these things.
Oh, yeah, last year they didn't nominate us, but they wanted us to be part of them, remember?
Yeah.
They wanted us to come there on stage and
give the award.
And give award, yes, to them.
Yes, we're like, you guys, get out of here. All I remember was, what's her name? The comedian, short white girl.
Nina Hasty.
Yeah. She was part of it. And I was like, man, get out of here. We're not coming, man.
You know?
But okay, shout out, man.
So we nominated this year. But here's where I don't understand. They've got this platform where they're acknowledging podcasts, but they advertised on radio.
Wow.
Mm.
Not on
this very same platform.
The content creators.
Yeah, the very same platform they're trying to acknowledge.
Ooh.
Wow, that's strange. Why so they don't believe enough to advertise it on podcasts, even though they realize and honor them in a way?
That's what I found very strange.
That is.
Because that budget they could have given us, bro.
Yeah, to empower the very same platforms we are pushing.
That they try to acknowledge.
And the very same people you are putting on a pedestal for an evening, the content creators, right? Mm. Jeez, that's weird. So what does that mean now? They must pull our nomination.
No, I mean, actually, we don't need another award, man.
we've got too many awards.
Yeah, but you know what? No, they need to live what they're about. If you say you're about this thing, then be really about this thing.
You know
what I mean? Like, if you say you're about it, be about it.
And for me, it's not really much about us. It's about the future podcasts that are going
to
come
and
after
it doesn't
us.
Need to... Don't advertise on this particular podcast, especially because there's a conflict of interest. We're nominated.
Yeah.
But there's so many other podcasts that aren't nominated because not all can be, but they get the eyeballs.
Exactly.
Go on those, you know.
You could advertise on
Kulego Culture. He's got a man. We love what he's doing on this podcast. Mm. Go on him and advertise that there's this,
you know, he's broadcasting at Sunbed Arena.
Yeah. I took the news,
That's going to be exciting.
I can't wait, man. That's exciting. I
wanted
to
get everything SA Music as well, but they haven't posted in a while.
I don't know. Yeah, they haven't.
Yeah, they haven't posted
in a while. They were on a good
trajectory.
You know what I mean? But Nkulego is doing a sterling job, man.
By the way, I'm having popcorn and cheese this week.
Yay!
Oh, shit!
Dropping this.
You couldn't make it because you were sick, apparently.
I was sick and I was tired, Joe.
Yeah.
You remember we went to Botswana and we came back on Tuesday and the shoot was on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We were doing two shoots on Wednesday. So
our
I was
fucking
like,
manager. We land in Botswana. We're in Gaborone. We're playing at a place 5 hours away.
Francistown.
So we have to get in the car. The car's a submarine, bro. The windows don't open.
It's a submarine. That's submersive to Titanic. They found it, put it in Botswana. You lot, get in this. You're driving 5 hours away, you know? So we got to Gaborone, but we were actually going to Francistown.
Yeah.
Which we realized was 5 hours away.
Yeah.
So now we had to drive. It's like arriving in Joburg for a gig in Durban.
Yeah.
And then we had to drive. So that's what tired us, you know?
Yeah.
So drive there, then drove to, what's the other place? Palapi. Mm. Then drove to Gaborone the following 2 days later. Mm. So we're really tired from that. But I think I'll join the guys on the next one.
Yeah, the next shoot.
Yeah, please.
No, you're coming through. We need you.
Ah, but shout out to Popcorn and Cheese, man. They're so committed, man. It's so nice. Because I'm like, yo, ways. No ways you can get... You know how big Pops is, Doc?
Pops is huge.
Robert Poole, massive.
The most successful, him, Skumba, are top three successful at the moment.
You understand?
Africa, outside of Trevor.
And you know, like, we're a small company. We're still trying to build or whatever. But the guys don't even care about all that. They're so committed, like... Fuck, man. Like, they're passionate about this.
Anytime.
But I like that they're there because now everyone we couldn't get. Like, remember, we sent out invitations to somebody.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They can get,
and,
yeah.
And those guests were like, nah, we don't want to come. Yeah. And they're going there. Yeah. It's so beautiful.
Oh, fresh.
I don't know.
Did you see Tole Small on Fresh?
No, I haven't watched
it. You didn't see Tole Small on Fresh?
No, no, no. How was it?
Hey, yeah, tell us.
Wild.
Yeah, no, he was, he just expressed, he went as far as expressing how right now he just does not want anything to do with a black woman.
Oh, shame.
Like,
man.
It has just given him so much, like, trauma. Mm. He just can't. He just cannot handle it.
And he's currently divorcing from his black woman.
Yo.
Oh, did he mention that?
Yeah, yes. Him and Momo are divorcing.
Mm.
Wow, yeah, I thought, and this when is... he was here, Momo was like right there together and all. So I don't know what the hell happened, bro.
Yeah, when he told me, I was shocked. I was like, what?
That's divorcing? Mm. He told you then?
No, no, like a few weeks back.
Oh, for real?
Mm. Oh, you knew that.
And, you didn't make it content.
Ah, come on, guys.
Yeah, you're safe. Keep a secret. Yeah, let's show you. Yay!
Impressive. No. Nice. Ah, clap to Tole Small for saying it's not content. Because Mac won't talk about it if you disclaimer that it's not going to be content. Yeah. This is not content.
So did he tell you?
Sorry?
Did he tell you?
That this is not content?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Oh. Yeah. You just found it in your little evil hearts. In your little evil hearts to not talk.
No, I'm not believing it, bro. I'm not buying that, bro.
Bro, this guy never buys anything I say. Have I ever lied to you? Yeah. In my life.
No. Mac is not a liar. Generally,
in my life.
Actually, no. Mac is not a liar, actually. Fair enough. Mac hardly lies.
Yeah, you know, there's also a story that OMT... revealed that he has been stuttering and suffering from speech problems. Like, so, did you guys hear about that?
Oh, MT, yeah. He's got speech problems.
Yeah.
I know he speaks like, very slow.
There's some concerns, for his well-being.
Is it?
Yeah.
MT must take care of him.
Why does MT like this victim shit, man?
Like, is it victim shit?
Yeah, it's always victim. It's always, hey, my wife is beating me up. Hey, I'm this, I'm that.
No, but no. But what if he is?
What is it caused by? Let's get there. Is it caused by the state? What's causing his speech problems?
Well, I would like to think maybe...
Where's the music, bro? Take it out in the music, bro.
But maybe he's just going through too much. He can't even...
Take it out in the music.
Maybe he can't even write. You know, he's
can't
not...
Speak,
he's
can't not, write.
Yeah.
No, but...
Yeah, Ibo.
Yeah.
My thing is, every time we speak about MT on the show, it's always like... Something victimish.
I get what you mean.
But is there like, anyone victimish?
MC's a rapper. He must get back to making music and not make headlines for all these other reasons, be it alive where he did something weird, alive where we saw his penis, or domestic problems. Everyone does have those. But sometimes you need to just step away, you know, from all the sideshows and focus on what you do best.
Apparently he's working on his one-man show.
He does music.
He's okay, get on the mic. You're a fan, so you're aware, you know. Bring us into lights.
Yeah, what I know is that he does music, he's in a lot of features with, you know, upcoming artists, hip hop artists. He's working on his album. He has a show that is coming up in September. He's busy promoting that show. It's like,
so he's working?
Yeah, he's working, he's putting on work.
Oh, but okay, why, that's
but
cool,
why on the podcast are we always talking about his body is...
Maybe it's the journalists, maybe. Because sometimes when they set an agenda, they don't talk about... Why aren't they talking about his work?
Oh, yeah.
Is the music horrible is releasing? The music is great. So why aren't journalists talking about the music and everything else and want to talk about all the side shows? But then again, that's also what he puts out on his social
media. Yeah, but I was about to say the journalists don't go live on his behalf.
But also, guys, who reaches out to him and checks up on him when they see when we speak about him, or there's these articles circulating, or maybe we're seeing him in these states? Because it's one thing where we continuously and now we're scrutinizing why does he put himself, always makes himself a victim? Jiggy, the guy is gone, and then it's like, oh, if he had spoken out, maybe this is the, Isn't it good? Yeah. Isn't it good to then speak out? Like, that's whatever he's going through, he constantly keeps us, you know.
That's true.
But some celebrities, like, recently, I saw that some celebrities recently, they were just showing him love, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like DJ Dira, Duncan, because nice. Something was said about him not pitching for some music video they're supposed to do with Duncan, you know. So he responded and said, I was going through personal problems. I was suffering. I was drowning. I couldn't pitch. And he said he's sorry, you know. So Dira, you know, showed him love, Duncan, and a few others. Sizwe Dlomo always says nice things about MT, you know. So maybe sometimes it's not easy to receive. Maybe once you're willing to receive the help and receive the love, you know, then that could help you in some
way. It's so crazy. We were saying this before we recorded that the greatest artists are always troubled. Yeah. And that's what I'm sensing.
Yes, and you said you don't trust Beyonce. No. What? Well, Frank Beyonce won't come on the podcast. Oh, I mean,
I want you.
It's a great point.
No. Let me talk. What did you say about Beyonce? What did you say about Beyonce? Please repeat.
I'm laughing that you took it there. I thought you were going to say, yeah, I know, I remember I said it. But it just went straight to Beyonce.
Yeah, because he made such a great example about Beyonce. He said a lot of artists are troubled, right? Especially the creative mind, you know, they're troubled. But with Beyonce, you'll never hear anything. Everything about her is perfect, you know?
She's manufactured. You'll never hear Beyonce was high and almost OD'd in the bathtub in Las Vegas. Something, you know?
Yeah, so she was trained since, like, she was young and trained and groomed.
We like to just glamorize pain, guys.
No.
That's a valid point, though.
We think that that is the power to go through the worst.
Because, take Whitney Houston, that's how powerful, right? And that's the example you had made, on the contrary. If Whitney Houston, with the same talent that she has, and her parents picked it up early and decided to nurture it, surely Whitney Houston's parents picked it up, she could sing in church, but maybe didn't nurture it and poise it towards a professional singing career. If they had done that to her...
The greatest form of creation comes through pain. You can't take it away. So that's what I'm trying to say is that all the greatest, and it's a pattern, it's not just Whitney Houston, I can keep naming names, but all the greatest creatives were the most fucked up.
Troubled,
yes. Whitney Houston, Jimi Hendrix.
Ray Charles.
Who's the guy who sang, we will rock you? Queen.
Yeah. The front man, though.
Yes.
Freddie Mercury.
Yes. It's sad, but it's reality.
True.
No, I hate to make it to put a label on that. That's reality.
What do you mean? Beyonce. Beyonce, no, is that you speaking?
I refuse this thing. Yes, we've had a lot of greats go through a lot, and now they are remembered because they are remembered along their greatness, they are remembered also for their struggles. I get that. But I'm just saying, I also wish for more greats to be there without necessarily major trouble, so that it's almost like we have to say, but this person never went through hardship.
But what I'm saying, Ghost Lady, is what you're saying is, I wish I could breathe. I wish I could live, but without breathing.
Wait, so you're saying the two are inseparable?
Inseparable.
No. Great talent and so just having a troubled life.
Now are you going to downplay Beyonce because she's not gone through the worst?
No, she's great at what she does, but she's not a great.
Until she snorts a line. Basically, that's what you say. That's what you say. That's
okay,
what you
say. MacGyver. Okay, snort a line so we can recognize you as the great.
So you can be like Beyonce.
Eh?
Yeah. MacGyver's troubled a lot documented. He's overcome them. No, it's not necessarily drugs, but I'm not with you, bro.
I promise you, dog. Look at soccer players. Maradona.
What if Maradona?
Fucking troubled, bro.
Look at Messi.
But it doesn't take away from Ronaldo. He's great, but he's not
Messi,
a coach.
What coach is Messi?
Yes.
What trouble has Messi gone through? Tax problems, pal.
My man, we don't know. It's probably part of the Pizzagate. We don't know.
Maybe Beyonce also there. Maybe Beyonce does drugs and just her team doesn't tell anyone.
Okay, you killed me with Messi. With Messi, you killed me.
Exactly.
Look at Messi.
Maybe he's an anomaly.
And, no. But Messi was groomed also, remember?
Okay, Beyonce's an anomaly too.
Beyonce's amazing, but to me, she doesn't give me goosebumps.
But Messi was groomed like Beyonce. When he left Argentina and joined the Academy of Barca, he was groomed already to be Messi.
Yeah.
Okay, Ronaldo, on the other hand, was
I'll,
not
I'll take
groomed.
An L on that one. I'll take an L on that one.
Nah.
Yeah, I'll take an L on that one. But I've just seen like the...
But you're right. A lot of the greats really are coupled with trouble.
Dude.
But sometimes kids can be seen to be a possible great and be groomed and shied away from all the trouble. Mm. Or maybe she does have the trouble, just don't know about it.
Yeah.
I mean, her man cheated on
it's
her.
It's like the Williams sisters. You know, let's just talk about sports. They were nurtured. You know, their father was able to keep them in a good direction.
Behaviorally,
you know,
as well, trained exactly, to be a certain way.
And they became stars.
So can it be possible that we are both right?
You're right as well.
Mm.
Yes, you're right. You're just wrong by saying we can't take away the great tech simply yeah, because she was in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
But you both make valid
yeah,
points.
Yeah, I know. You're not, Beyonce is dope, though, man. Beyonce is dope.
Well, Beehive, well, we're fine yeah. now. I hope you haven't cut and left the podcast and have started posting.
Unsubscribed.
Without getting to this point, we are fine now, guys. You know, Beyonce is the great. She's fine. You know how they are. Well, they're posting now. They're shitting on us already.
Hey, man. Anything else you want to say before we wrap up, man? Ghost lady.
R.I.P. to a Gole.
Oh, Yebo Koko.
Omotoso.
Yebo Koko.
Akino Komoto's father.
Yes. Yeah, Kaya Mutene's father for the old people.
Mm.
That's Akino Motoso, the father who was on the Vodacom Yebo Koko.
Yes.
You know what happened to him? Oh, just older.
Yeah,
80,
it's old
right?
age. Yeah.
Old age.
Oh, yeah. And shame, Akino Motoso's birthday is on the 27th of June.
Oh. No.
And you can imagine, it's like now this weekend. So, yeah, it won't be a nice one for him, but.
Quick reminder, Granger Gin is now available at all Pick and Pay stores nationwide. Also, 3rd of August, it's confirmed. Album of the Year is dropping.
So you call it Album of the Year?
No, Piano and Chill.
Oh, that's a nice name.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
Piano and Chill.
Yeah, that's a nice name.
Oh, that's
sweet.
Yeah,
that's
Album
of the Year is also a nice name.
Which one?
Album of the Year is a nice name. Hey. McG, Album of the Year.
Ah, no, Piano and Chill, dog. Like it's like, come on, man.
Yeah, no.
That's also a nice one.
We'll do it next year.
Which song do you think your daughter will be singing every morning?
There's a song with Gugu Star and what's this lady's name? Imi Zoyama. Oh, I love that song, man. It's so
healer
beautiful.
Star. Star Healer.
Star
Gugu
Healer,
Star.
Yeah.
Oh, Star man, Healer. Yeah,
that
yeah. Song. Star Healer. That's Fisher's artist, yeah?
Is it?
Yeah.
Jeez, man, that song is is amazing.
The jeez, man. Oh, you say jeez when you say about the song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she's good. Star Healer is amazing.
Let me get the name. Man. But yeah, T-Man SA.
T-Man is good, man.
He's a fucking amazing, bro.
He's good, man. He's got music for days. I heard in his set. So we did mixes that we're going to upload on the channel.
They would have been T-Man uploaded by now. I'm uploading them as we speak.
I uploaded all three at once.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Dope.
It's Star and Gugu. Yeah, featuring Star and Gugu.
Yeah,
Star. It's called Imi Zwayami. Oh, man.
Is it?
Ah, that's
I like that. Na, 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 na. Me, na, me, na, na.
Baba Wait.
Oh, Baba Wait.
Yeah, I love that, man. Yeah. Oh, Baba Wait. Yeah. Nah, it's nice.
And he did that song 3 years ago. And I told him, dog, this has to be the single. He did it 3 years ago, T-Man.
Why was he sitting on it?
Baba Wait.
I don't know. Yeah, Baba Wait, yeah. It's an old song.
You've got a good ear, because even with Nkandini, they were sitting on it, just chilling in the hard drive, and you were like, there's the hit.
Yes.
And they were playing all the other things, and they played like Nambandran 2. You're like, that's the hit.
Yeah,
you have a good ear, man. Shout out.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. Say it again. I didn't hear it properly. My other ear is not working.
Yeah. I'll say it, man.
Fuck you.
Fuck you! I said it again.
Hey, we out here, man. Popcorn. Hey, we're taking popcorn and
juice. No, wait.
No, wait. There's more.
The after party.
Oh, yes. It's confirmed. After party for Sunbed Arena.
Yeah.
30th of July is at Moloko.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa. Did we give them one condition?
No Undertaker shit.
No playing Undertaker's wrestling music.
Yeah.
Just because someone bought a bottle.
Yeah.
Or any other music just because someone bought a bottle.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
No, I agree.
Nah?
Let's call Jason and tell them.
Yeah, tell Jason. Tell them, guys. Undertaker must rest 6 feet in the ground. Undertaker. Hey, it's so annoying. They know now. Right? So when I was there, last week I was there, they did it 3 times. And the guy, Postman, laughs like, Undertaker. Like, fuck you. I was there last week. They played it 3 times. It was a dope party, actually. Nah. Soul Jam's party.
Oh, man. So that's the official after party, Moloko.
Ah, Menlen, Moloko. Can't wait.
Yeah, man. Oh, and there's something special is going to happen 3rd of July.
What's
whoever's coming, it's a surprise for everybody, man. It's going to be crazy.
Whoa.
You know, I'm always full of surprises.
Oh, no, it's a surprise for who? For us?
Everybody.
Everybody it's in the not
a, yeah, everybody.
8,000 of them.
And the team, everybody.
Wow.
And it's not a blowjob kind of surprise, so don't expect, I don't want Chillers to come there expecting blowjob.
No, guys.
Like people.
Hey, Jason.
Yo, what's up?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, you're live on the podcast, man. Soul's here, Ghost Lady's here, yeah?
Hey, Jay.
Why don't you make us drive 5 hours in Botswana? That's why we're calling you.
Why did you do that to them, Jay? Oh, well, we're not.
Listen, Jason, we just announced that Moloko is the official after party for Sunbed Arena, right?
Yeah, definitely.
On one condition. Soul, can you tell him, please?
Whenever people buy bottles, they must cut that Undertaker music bullshit.
Oh, I'll have a chat with the guy.
Let's call the guy.
Let's call the guy. We'll patch you in. Let's do a conference call now.
Yeah, let's do a conference call.
Yeah.
Sharp, let's call the guy. Monty.
Can't that man batting a look pools? I'm a bogeyler. Batting a look bony. Good batting. I'm a bogeyler. Aye, guys. Grown adults, grown men. Aye, man. That's Tina missing a bogeyler. We don't even want them a fire lights. It's like, hey, just put that shit on.
Yo, Monty.
Give us our alcohol.
Yo.
What?
I'm good, man. You're live on the podcast. Sol is here. Ghost Lady's here, bro.
My nigga, we're going to fuck shit up in this video.
We are, but on one condition. Sol, tell him the condition.
Yeah, bro. No Undertaker music or any funny music when anyone buys a bottle during a DJ set. Please. Just Undertake to that. Please, and we don't want to wrestle with you guys by the end of the venue. We don't want to have a smackdown going on. I mean, people can have it raw if they want to.
But my nigga, that's what creates the fun.
Nah!
Hear your song, bro. I see you happy, Mutuaman.
Okay, you know what we'll do? You know what we'll do? You know what we'll do on this night? We'll have an exception.
Dago!
Thank you! Oh.
See you on the 30th, Monty.
See you, man.
I'm a nigga.
Sure. Easy, bro. Hey. Oh, man. Thanks for calling Chabule.
Imagine. Yeah, see, it's one less scooping.
Oh, a ball up in the building.
Oh,
hey, let's do it. Where's Undertaker? Let me play Undertaker.
Please, this is what we hear. Yeah. 2 a.m. 2 a.m. in Moloko Menlin. 4 a.m. Galo Maporis. Galo Cabs. Galo Cabs. Galo Chesi. Galo Solpendu. Oh, I remember first time that happened. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, see, so let's go push in a man. Let's see.
Too late, I feel like I'm not okay. I'm not. But it's a good all gone. Lady, quite did you, and I'm your tang, and I'm firing. They did it 3 times during my set. Bro, that time when I was super out of it, we met Mo Flavor, did they do this?
They were doing this, man.
Yeah, I was too late to notice, bro. Hi, that place. But it's a vibe there, man. It's just that
it's not the vibe.
Cringe. But generally, it's a vibe.
Hey, we are here, man. Podcast and chill. Boom.
This is the Podcast and Chill Network.
Mongas, you're selling SIM card with Cell C with a black mask on.
That was not me. That was.
That's essentially the bill, and there's a couple of laws to it. Like if you take a smoke break at work, and you smoke at the parking lot, you can get arrested for that. Larry says, drink forever. It's green. Like, give me the green light.
Actually, Zakes is a full on musician.
You can perform and dance.
Yes, he can dance as well.
Check is. You'll check himself and dance.
You're touching your glasses too much, so. That's how I know you're lying. Okay. Ask him again. Ask him again.
I'm coming back to him.
All this.
Hey, Sexies, welcome to this episode of Dineo on Sex and Stuff. Can anyone ever be bad at sex?
Yes.
If Agna staring sa sex, yeah, can somebody be bad at sex?
Bungina imali. Inkawza ivogi. Uthi ivuka iyapi yenzani type thing.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Really? Are there females that are intimidated by sex dolls that you've had?
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry to the father of my children because I said I came. Even if I didn't come, but it's, I'm so sorry. So,
zokuvakashela ngizokwenza, yes.
What to learn? You want to mean, guys, I'm not safe, yes?
Take your finger here, and then you come. It's a little bit wet, and then you come here slowly.
Now, I see now is busy. Mm. Give up on right. Give up on in your mind. Hey! So,
are gonna go to the Netherlands for their pre-season. Chiefs is next door in Botswana. I don't know if that counts as international.
It is international.
It's continental.
But our group, I think it's Nigeria. I know Lesotho is in there. Zimbabwe is also in the mix.
Yeah, we always get Zimbabwe in these qualifiers, eh?
Hey, man, we get them everywhere.
Oh, wow. Oh.
But the other thing as well, I'm going to play devil's advocate. Sure. Get my shovel ready, Chief.
You're already under, Chief.
He's 2 feet now.
He's 2 feet. Okay, so, let's go.
And we have the big boys sponsoring the goals. We have Discovery, we have Telkom, we have Spa.
They pulled out.
You know what I mean? But, they pulled Vitality out. So they have a strong pullout game. But what I'm basically saying is that...
expecting that.
Also, I feel like Mr. Gombele at some point was just tired of the threesome. It's a threesome, right?
Yeah, you can call it anything.
Weird, right? You know, so.
What's going on? They are ghosts. And spirits. They are ghosts roaming around.
And then there was a guy named Boo.
Real chats,
I'm a hell of a spirit.
We chose this one.
What did you do?
Robert R6 Ghanaians are anything in this shop. It makes anything taste like meat. I can tell a 6 gun more carrots.
Pops, where?
Fort.
Where?
Can I see Zulu sing it as well? See Zulu. Can you touch Zulu here? What depression in here? Kona man just hang in jungle.
Which one is this one?
When did you decide to call yourself Fanisha?
Yeah, dog. When you are taking a big back. When I started, Chief.
Yeah.
I was just a funny chef. Yeah. There was no other name.
Yeah.
So I just said chef and then I'm funny. Yeah. Funny chef.
How do you feel about erections?
I love them.
Okay, do you love the erection of the Nelson Mandela statue?
Please make some noise for our official sponsor for Sunbed Arena, Striped Horse!
Woo! Striped Horse.
Hey, answer, Coast Lady. Where are you going? Where are you going? Answer.
Coast Lady.
Where are you going? They're calling you. Answer.
How can you?
I can't.
Oh, man. Oh, you have betrayed the chillers.
Because you're famous now.
She doesn't want
to. Oh, now you're famous.
She doesn't want to fuck up a cozy pack. It's a beam, boy.
That's incredible. How old are you?
I'm 18.
Damn! Damn! And you're a franchisee already.
Damn!
Hey, these kids move different. I told you.
They're the future.
Yeah, he has a risk.
Would he be able to raise me up?
Yo! That's a challenge. So that's not we'll see it.
Guys, I don't even want to lie to you guys. All of my sneakers are replicas.
Deadass.
Why are you saying
deadass?
A few minutes ago, you were complaining.
Now I don't wear sneakers,
deadass.
Guys.
There was the first time when I went to a club and people were selling themselves. And I said to this
like
girl.
Like how much you saw?
No, I don't know. But this girl was saying. No,
no. Been cut by guys, Louise.
So your business deal is snap. Like.
I'm gonna cut them.
I wanted to play a game.
That's my trick.
Sokshaya.
Oh. Sorry, everybody.
Sokshaya.
Sorry, everybody.
Sokshaya.
Have you though?
No. Say no to drugs. You're broke.
So you are. If you don't see Yanda on the next episode, just know that we fired her. And
you can't fire a rich person. They'll buy their way
every
back.
Time, but no. Hey.
This is the Podcast and Chill Network.